Welcome to Idle Office Tycoon Podcast, the place where we dive deep into the most exciting mobile games out there. Today, we're exploring a game that turns the mundanity of office management into a thrilling quest for tycoon status. Yes, you guessed it. We're talking about Idle Office Tycoon Get Rich by Warrior Games. Exactly. And for anyone who's not familiar, idle clicker games are all about progression. You earn income over time. Make strategic decisions to optimize your growth and expand your empire with minimal interaction. What makes Idle Office Tycoon particularly interesting is how it incorporates elements of business simulation into the mix. You're not just tapping aimlessly, you're making decisions that affect the growth of your virtual business empire. And whether you're a seasoned gamer or just looking for a fun way to pass the time, we believe there's something in Idle Office Tycoon for everyone. So, let's jump right in and start building that office empire. Now that you're all geared up to become an office tycoon, let's talk about those first critical steps that will set the foundation for your empire in Idle Office Tycoon. Starting simple but strategic is key to getting ahead quickly in this game. Exactly. And here's your first tip. Keep your office spaces occupied. The game starts you off with options to lease out spaces to different companies. Initially, you might be tempted to wait for top-tier companies, but that's a rookie mistake. Start with the grade D companies. They're eager tenants and will get that cash flow started. And don't worry about making mistakes here. One of the great things about Idle Office Tycoon is that there's no penalty for bad decisions. The game is designed to be forgiving, allowing you to experiment and find your style without the fear of losing profits. Speaking of advice, let's dive into the first big strategy. Invest your idle cash right away. In Idle Office Tycoon, money continuously streams into your account. Unlike other games where hoarding currency might be wise, here it's all about reinvestment. Each dollar you spend improves your office spaces, which in turn boosts your income. And remember, every investment leads directly to higher profits, setting you on the fast track to becoming the top office tycoon. Up next, we'll talk about how to manage tenant happiness and why it's crucial for maximizing your earnings. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Idle Office Tycoon Podcast, where we're unfolding the layers of becoming a successful office tycoon in the addictive game, Idle Office Tycoon. So you've got your offices filled and your cash flow started, but how do you keep that momentum going? It's all about tenant happiness. Here's how it works. Each tenant has specific needs, from the number of workstations to the quality of office furniture. Meeting these needs isn't just about fulfilling a checklist. It's about going above and beyond to ensure each tenant is delighted with their space. For instance, if you have a tenant like the hypothetical tech giant, Ubiloft, which requires high-level equipment, you'll want to prioritize those upgrades over others to maximize their satisfaction, and by extension, your profits. Remember, a single satisfied high-level tenant can be more valuable than several less happy ones. And don't forget about the other rooms in your building. While it's easy to focus on the office spaces, your utility and common rooms are equally important. Upgrading these can improve overall tenant satisfaction and ensure smooth operations throughout your property. Staying on top of your to-do list is a great way to keep your business running smoothly and ensures you're always working towards the next big milestone in your tycoon career. Exactly. And that's what makes Idle Office Tycoon so engaging. There's always something to do. Always a decision that affects your bottom line. Up next, we'll dive into the advanced strategies for expanding your empire and securing your status as the ultimate office tycoon. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to our deep dive into Idle Office Tycoon. As your office empire begins to flourish, it's time to think bigger. Expanding your empire and optimizing your reputation are next on the agenda. It's not just about filling office spaces anymore. It's about becoming the most prestigious office tycoon in the game. One of the quickest ways to boost your reputation is through upgrades and construction. Every upgrade you perform not only boosts your income, but also your reputation. Prioritize upgrades that give you the most reputation points, especially in the early stages of your expansion. However, expanding isn't just about buying new properties. You also need to consider how to maximize the use of your current space. Investing in non-office rooms like the power room, manager's office, and utility spaces is crucial. These investments improve the overall functionality of your building, making your office more attractive to high-tier tenants. Speaking of income, another advanced strategy involves knowing when to extend or end contracts with tenants. This decision-making process is critical, as getting it right can significantly increase your profits. For tenants who have reached their maximum level, consider replacing them with newer, potentially more profitable tenants to keep your income growth steady. Another tip is to keep an eye on the in-game to-do list and the quests provided. These often guide you towards making wise expansions and upgrades that align with your overall business strategy. Lastly, always plan for the long term. The decisions you make today will shape your empire tomorrow. Strategize around your expansions, invest wisely, and always aim to optimize every aspect of your office empire. Coming up, we'll talk about the final touches you can add to your empire, how to utilize special events, and what it truly means to dominate an idle office tycoon. Stay tuned. As we round off today's deep dive into the enthralling world of idle office tycoon, let's focus on the finishing touches that can catapult you from a mere business manager to a celebrated office mogul. These events often require specific strategies or the completion of set objectives within a limited time frame. Excelling in these can give you a hefty boost in both resources and reputation, speeding up your journey towards becoming the ultimate office tycoon. Speaking of splurging, let's talk about gems, the premium currency in idle office tycoon. Gems are harder to come by than cash, so use them wisely. They are best spent on special furniture and decor that not only enhance the aesthetics of your offices, but also provide substantial boosts to tenant happiness and office functionality. Exactly. And as you climb higher in the rankings and expand your empire across more luxurious and expansive properties, remember to stay active in the community. The in-game social elements, like chatting with other tycoons or participating in leaderboards, can provide additional insights and strategies to refine your approach. And there you have it. Whether you're a novice just starting out or a seasoned player looking to optimize your gameplay, Idle Office Tycoon offers a complex, engaging experience that tests your strategic thinking and business acumen. Thank you for tuning in to Idle Office Tycoon podcast. We hope you found our guide to Idle Office Tycoon helpful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe for more game guides, tips, and discussions. Until next time, keep gaming and keep thriving.